It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live, sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know, you can listen anywhere at 920thejersey.com. Just hit that listen live button. It is the end of 2018, and that is big news on our show, as we started back in April. And since then, so much has happened, we thought it's time to look back at a couple sample moments that made Friday afternoons fun.
It's hidden far away, though someday I may tell the tale of metal tangle.
There it is, little Trey Anastasio there, Princeton's finest, Al, and the band Fish. You know, I know they're taking up residency this weekend at MSG. And that's part of my New Year's Eve plans. So it's the song of the week for many reasons. But the name of the song is Sample in a Jar. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this year, as I alluded to in the opening there, that to kind of put a bow on this 2018 Springdale Golf Live, we had to sample a couple of our finest moments.
Oh, we had a lot of them.
We did. We had a lot of fun. You know, we started back in April with the MCI Heritage, talking to Kevin Tylus live at the tournament, and we've done so many other fun things. So we're going to do some countdown lists today on the show. Al, I hope you're up for it.
I'm up for it. Sounds like a plan. I cannot believe it's the end of the year already. These 9 months have flown by. Like gone.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Time just flies right on by.
It does.
Yes. You and I sitting here like Dr. Emmett Brown and Marty McFly. Time's just flying by. Yeah. Oh, yes. I know. You don't like that comparison too much.
No, it's fine. But I like it. I like the movie.
The movie's great. Yeah. I don't know about 2 and 3, but the movie, you know, Back to the Future is great.
No, I'm only good with the first one.
Indeed. Well, anyway, folks, that's Al Brooks right over there, the man on the board. That makes Springdale Golf Live sounds so good. And it's Christmas this past week, Al. And I must say, on behalf of the entire world, a big thank you to Santa Claus for doing his job. I know my kids, Abby and Owen at home, they were very, very happy on Christmas morning. And I hope your grandkids were too.
They were thrilled. Yep.
And so, you know, big congratulations to everyone. Hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. And now we're moving into New Year's. Mm-hmm. And I kind of mentioned I had some plans this weekend to go see a little concert this upcoming Sunday night. But do you have any plans for Monday night for New Year's Eve?
Right now, it looks as though we're watching two of our younger grandchildren as mommy and daddy have to work that evening. Yep. Grandma and Grandpa get to have the grandkids on New Year's Eve.
Fair enough. You know what? You could turn on Ryan Seacrest. He's like young enough, you know, to be like a third grandkid.
That's true.
It probably equally as entertaining.
And if I stay awake that long, you know, I just may have to record it and watch it on Tuesday morning.
Fair enough. I might be right there with you after Sunday night.
That's what the ball looks like.
Well, I think we've all seen it before.
Yes, we have.
That's for sure. Yep. But getting back to the point of today's show, right? Our sample in a jar. Thanks again to the guys of Fish for providing the song of the week. But one of the things I want to go over here in the first segment is we're going to do a little countdown of our top five guests of Springdale Golf Live in 2018. You up for that?
I'm up for it.
All right. Well, I put some sample quotes together from when these guests were participating in Springdale Golf Live. So we're going to do a little time travel here back and forth, and we're going to have some fun. And the first one is we're going to go back to June 1st, and it was reunions weekend in Princeton. Very busy time of year. Weather was nice, hot, warm. There was obviously rain. With all of these, there's going to be rain involved, and there's rain today.
There sure is.
But we had the esteemed pleasure of hosting in studio for the whole Springdale Golf Live, Molly Marcoux-Simon, who is the athletic director at Princeton. Mm-hmm. And throughout the course of the conversation, we asked her a question. I said, you know, what do you look for when you're hiring a new coach at Princeton? Because she's built this culture of winning there. And I'm kind of thinking, like, how does she come up with these, what she referred to as C-suite coaches, you know, and these upper level leaders? And well, let it play, Al. What'd she say? Could you give the listeners out there a little idea that maybe our aspiring coaches, that what someone with your level of success and your eye for scouting talent in the coaching ranks, right, would look for in a coach?
You know, I would say, honestly, if we're hiring coaches, and I didn't even know we were doing that until we developed this Be a Tiger thing, but all those things are what you need to be a successful coach. You need to be accountable and team-oriented and have integrity and be growth-minded and be engaged and be respectful. So those are sort of mindsets and things that we look for.
So there she is, Molly Marcoux-Simon. And, you know, it was really great to have her on that day, Al. And she was tremendous in talking to us and setting the tone for Princeton's weekend, and she was just awesome, and we loved every minute of it. So she makes top guest of the year number 5 for 2018. Now, as we skip ahead to number 4, I'm going to fast forward to August, and it was during the PGA Championship. And during the PGA Championship, we were very fortunate to have a gentleman on by the name of Jim Richardson, who is now the Vice President of the PGA of America. And as the Vice President of the PGA of America, he was live at the PGA Championship, which, you know, was a pretty cool thing to talk to him at that time. And one of the things that I was most interested at is that what was the cross-section of the crowd out there in St. Louis that day? So hit this one, Al. What's it like there at the PGA Championship from, you know, kind of a fan's perspective?
Yeah, Keith, I think great question. I think, you know, you really get a great cross-section here, especially St. Louis is such a great sports town. One great thing I think the PGA of America has done the last few years is the admittance of juniors for free. Springdale, I think about all the great work you're doing and the staff there with the junior golf program. You have seen those kids come out in droves all summer long. Now, you just hosted the AJGA Championship. So to see the droves of juniors that are out here with their parents and grandparents just really bodes well, I think, for the future of the game of golf.
And, you know, it was so great to hear from Jim live from the PGA Championship. And I love the sentiment that he talked about there about how the cross-section of the crowd was just, you know, everyone from grandparents to grandkids and just men, women, children, you know, dogs and cats. Everybody was there. Everyone was having a great time in St. Louis supporting Tiger Woods and Brooks Koepka and their showdown on Sunday afternoon. It was just really cool. So as we climb our way here, Al, through the list of the top 5 guests of 2018, mm-hmm. I'm going to take a break for a second because I'm going to jump into another quick list here. And this is kind of this for you, and you know this, but this for the audience, this is kind of how my brain works, is that there's multiple lists going on at different times. And one of the cool things that has happened throughout the course of the year is that there's been a lot of different storylines that have happened in Springdale Golf Live.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just the guests, but it's the different sorts of situations that you and I have found ourselves in through the last 37, 38 episodes of the show.
You mean like this one now where I'm trying to remember where we're going?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yeah. But you're doing, as always, with tremendous aplomb, you're pulling it off. Wow. All right. So here we go. Quick top 5 here, though.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I'm
top
ready.
5 Springdale Golf Live storylines. Number 5. Oh, yeah. Drum roll, please. Yeah. Great job. Number 5, the charity breakfast for the Northern Trust that we attended. And then we came back and we reported on it live. Cool thing we got to do. New frontier there. Number 4, when we had the AJGA at Springdale, not only did we have the players in here and we talked to the CEO of the AJGA, but it was just a fantastic week at the club, something we got to celebrate. And we celebrated here on the show. I thought that was a lot of fun. Our live broadcast, number 3, our live broadcast from the Pine Barrens Cup, which was, you know, our support of our sponsors, the New Jersey Golf Foundation, and they're one of their big fundraisers for the year down at Pine Barrens Golf Club. But more importantly, the victory by my one and only Mr. Vince Romagli, who is the assistant and the teaching professional at Springdale, which I thought was pretty cool since we were sitting there. And not only was it a great event, I talked to some really nice people, but then Vince won, which was a lot of fun. Number 2, remember back at the Ryder Cup?
I do.
Yeah, remember we talked to France?
Yes, I do.
We talked
not the country.
True. We did talk to someone in France.
In France.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
It was.
Number 2, Ryder Cup week. We're talking to people in France. And then number 1.
Oh, stand by for number 1.
Number 1. Bang. All right. You know, everyone at the club is laughing right now because they know I love a good drum roll. All right, number 1. On location, broadcasting live from the Northern Trust up at Ridgewood.
Right.
Fantastic, fantastic event. But let's get back to the other countdown, because I know we always get short on time here. For some reason, I get off on these tangents. Number 3 takes me just back to last week, when we talked to Riggs from Barstool Sports.
Oh, yes.
And we did a little rapid fire Q&A. Hit him with this one, Al. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I just need your initial reaction, and let's not test Al on the board, okay? We'll start with some easy ones, all right? Who's going to have a better year in 2019, Fleetwood or Rory?
Rory.
Who do you like better, U.S. Open Phil or the Match Phil?
U.S. Open Phil.
Long putter, yes or no?
No.
Paulina Gretzky or Jenna Sims?
Paulina, all day.
All right, Patrick Reed or Jordan Spieth?
Jordan Spieth.
Hung So Choi or Phil Dancing?
Oh, Hung So Choi. Give me that guy all day. He's the best.
All right, one more. Brandel Chamblee or Club Pro guy?
Brandel, I love Brandel. I can't get enough of Brandel, so I have to say Brandel, but Club Pro guy is the man.
Well, there he is. Uh-huh. You know, Riggs was fantastic last week.
He was a good guy.
Added a comedic element to the show and was a nice change of pace here in the off season. And I love what those guys do. You know, they're stirring it up a little bit, and we had some fun with him. So I ranked him as the top three guests mm-hmm. of 2018. Tons of fun with him. Number two, I'm going to take you back to U.S. Open week. And we talked to the president and CEO of TaylorMade, and his name is David Abeles. And during the conversation with David, we touched upon this new franchise that's coming out that's going to run a little competition to Topgolf, one of our favorite things that's out there. And this little new franchise was called Drive Shack. Why don't you spin this one for him? Remember, we talked to David Abeles. Talk to me a little bit about Drive Shack.
Some of your listeners may be attuned to a concept called Topgolf. But over the past 3 or 4 years, there's been a group based out of New York. And we got together because of the innovation thread in our company. And it's in the center of everything TaylorMade does is not only the concept of innovation, but the reality of investing in innovative ideas. And Wes said, let's innovate around really bringing a world-class consumer experience through our driving ranges, through a gamified approach to interacting with the game of golf, into a concept called Drive Shack. First site is now open in Lake Nona. That's just outside Orlando. It's a terrific, terrific site. Any of your audience that is in Orlando or travels to Orlando, definitely go check out Drive Shack. You will love it. Bring your families, bring your friends, and you'll have an experience in golf. Change the way you think about driving range participation in the future.
And there it was, David mm-hmm. Abeles. It was great to hear from him. And you could tell why he was just such a great leader of TaylorMade and who's on the forefront of golf and technology and making the game easier and more fun for people. And I love talking to him. And that, to me, was number two guest of 2018. Now, for the number one guest of 2018, I'm going to take you across the pond again.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, everyone that I talk to about Springdale Golf Live is always still, I'd like to say impressed, but they're more just kind of like quizzical about how we pulled this one off, Al. And I said, well, you know, it's Keith Stewart and Al Brooks. We're pretty good at this stuff. So
yeah, we try.
We had Colin Sinclair on, who was the director of golf at Carnoustie during the British Open, which was being hosted at Carnoustie. Mm-hmm. So we had the host pro in Scotland. And we asked him a question because his first year at Carnoustie was also a British Open year, 1999. Hmm. And we said, what was it like in your first year being director of golf there, hosting a major championship? Tell me a little bit what your first year in 1999 was like, and you're hosting the Open Championship, and you're a brand new head golf professional.
Yeah, but it wasn't difficult. It was just so much fun. I know it was my first year in 99, but It's just planning. It's good prep. It's like any golfer that if you want to get good, you just got to do your homework and prep. And yeah, I'm dealing with really nice people, Keith. So people that are working in hospitals and the police and the fire services, that's a tough job. I'm just dealing with people that are generally they're on vacation or it's their hobby. Yeah, I didn't find 99 too difficult, I have to admit.
And there you go. Mm-hmm. That one, to me, was our number one guest of 2018, Mr. Colin Sinclair, the director of golf at Carnoustie during British Open week. Just a fantastic, fantastic guest to have on for listeners of Springdale Golf Live. And hopefully everyone enjoyed that little run back in time there through 2018. One more quick list, Al, before we go to break.
I'm ready.
One more quick one. Ready?
Yep.
Top five trends in our little pop culture golf guide that we picked out on Springdale Golf Live in 2018. Number five, social media reigns in golf. Mm-hmm. An example of that, all these player impressions we're seeing online. Thomas Bjorn was filming online the other day, social media. He got a winning Ryder Cup tattoo. I mean, The player posts that we see, they're all great. Number four, new golf fashions, like the Tiger Woods' lack of collar or Phil's button-downs.
Right.
Just the crazy things that are going on in fashion in golf. Number three, music in golf. Everyone needs a Bluetooth speaker.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the Zurich Classic, the players came out to music. Great. Number two, free agent winners. For the first time, all four winners of majors this year, of course, there was three guys because Brooks won two, none of them have a major club sponsorship deal. They all have a mixed bag of sorts.
Hmm.
Uniquely enough, though, they all wear Nike clothing. Put that one in your cap for later on today.
I will.
Okay. And number one is, of course, there's a lot of change going on in golf, whether it's the PGA Tour schedule, the USGA is changing the rules, the PGA of America moves their championship. There's a lot of change going on in 2018 that we're going to witness in 2019. So there's our top five trends in 2018 for Springdale Golf Live, which is going to bring us right into the trend or a transition to break. All right. So let's hear a little Trey and the Boys. Crank it up for a little sample in a jar. Folks, it's 3:15 here in Princeton. Happy New Year.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Join us for the Dan Patrick Show.
What the hell are you clapping for, moron? Like you read one too many self-help books and they told him to be upbeat and confident.
I promise most of it is more positive than that.
The biggest guests.
Lucky to have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We make way for the Hall of Famer, Troy Aikman.
The stories as they break.
Uh-oh, did you see this breaking news here?
Heard mornings on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and you're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. We're back here. It's the year in review, Springdale Golf Live, and the song of the week is Sample in a Jar by Phish, because we are sampling some of our greatest hits in 2018, the inaugural year of Springdale Golf Live.
Yes,
Al Brooks.
Yes, it was.
Great to have you on the board for the second half here. And so we did a little fun countdown in the first half. Well, we did multiple, but the big one was top five guests of 2018.
Right.
And I'm glad you brought us in with the song of the week for the second segment here, because we're going to do the top five songs of the week. But now, I know why you're laughing, because
top five intros, huh?
The top five songs of the week for 2018 for Springdale Golf Live. Because if there's one thing we're known for, is that I'm not a very good singer, but I am quite the creative lyricist.
Yes, you are.
So you can only imagine where this is going to go. But I'm thinking that this list is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and we're going to start it off where it all began. All right, so the top five songs of the week for Springdale Golf Live for 2018, and it all began back on Friday, May 11th, and well, I'm going to set the scene there. I think, you know, when we get into the opening, but I was inspired in my car ride over to the radio station that afternoon, and this is song of the week for the year number five.
Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Ba-da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Al, we're back. It's Friday.
It is
Mother's Day weekend,
yes.
And I am pumped up
because
TPC Sawgrass is going on. The weather is finally broken here in Princeton. I was cruising over here today in my Jeep, top down, and the AC/DC just came on the radio there, and I just had to lead in with that today. Well, I tell you what, Al, you know, anyone that knows me, and you know me very well at this point, they know I love my music,
right.
And I love the tie-ins that, you know, music is the tie that binds, you know, it's like math is the universal language. It's
very
one of those
true,
things
yeah.
that is totally cross-cultural, and when we have this amazing pop culture golf show that relates Springdale and Princeton to the world and connects us to places like France and Scotland and Las Vegas and LA and all the different places we've been this year, I think that it's been a lot of fun doing the song of the week and see how we can make it all tie in.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was the first in episode 5. That was the first song of the week. And it was just, you know, it was almost like when I was driving over, I was like Saul on the road to Damascus there. I was like hit with like divine inspiration. And I came up with AC/DC Back in Black. And one of the things that's always characteristic about the song of the week is that we try to make it something with just a tad bit of energy. And
you do.
There was one song of the week that we did twice. And we did it first in episode 23, which was in late September. But there was this little hurricane going on, and we lost our guest that week.
Right.
All right. So we had to do, when that guest came back in early December, we had to do that song again, because this song is certainly one of those songs that is very representative of him and his playing career. So hit him with Ship It Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys, number 4. Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You want to listen online? Go to 920thejersey.com. So here we go for another great episode of Springdale Golf Live. It's go time, folks.
I'm a sailor, hey!
There it is, Al.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how good was that? I know. I remember that one. You were jumping up and down by the end of the opening.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. It was either that or you had to go to the bathroom. But in any event, you know, the timing was perfect. It was really good. So, you know, number 4, Shipping Up to Boston, which is, you know, takes me back kind of my roots. You know, I went to school in, up in Massachusetts, up at Holy Cross and Worcester, and spent a lot of years up in Boston. So I don't mind playing that one. It's a great song. I've heard up there many times, and it fires up the crowd, and I know it fired up our listeners that week. Now, we're going to skip again to another little countdown, a mini countdown in between, and we're going to go top 5 moments in golf this year. Top 5 moments in golf. Number 5, Bryson DeChambeau. At the British Open, which is in, you know, mid to late July, he was caught on video crying and having a temper tantrum on the range that he couldn't find his game. And then by the first 2 legs of the FedEx Tour, he had 2 wins. He's now number 5 in the world. He went to the Ryder Cup, and he was certainly one of the most polarizing people of all year between his compass using and then the flagstick coefficient of restitution. So we're going to make him number 5. Number 4, Arya Jutanagarn, U.S. Open winner. 3 wins, 17 top 10s on the LPGA Tour, player of the year, but was most significant. I love the U.S. Open win story because she had a 7-shot lead with 9 holes to go, and she was tied when it was over, which was, she had been known early in her career for kind of late tournament collapses. She goes into a playoff, and she still wins the U.S. Open, so kudos to her.
Right.
Great story. Number 3. Tiger walking down the 72nd hole at Eastlake in the Tour Championship with the floods and floods of people behind him. All the pictures we've seen, just one of the most unbelievable photographic moments of all 2018 in golf. Number 2, the first Italian golfer ever to win one of golf's major championships, Francisco Molinari. Even though Tiger had the lead on the back 9 on Sunday at Carnoustie, goes back to Carnoustie again. And Francisco pulled it off with his steady play. So first Italian ever to win a major. I'm going to give him story or golf moment number two.
Right.
And then number one is the Brooks Koepka Tiger Woods showdown in the final round of the PGA Championship. I was in the car. I was driving somewhere and I was listening to this thing go back and forth, blow for blow. And all the kudos in the world, as a member of the media, I'm going to say all the kudos in the world to Brooks Koepka for his year winning two majors. Fantastic. And for that day, we were all reminded how lucky we are to be alive during the Tiger Woods era and to see an epic, epic challenge there. And it just was an unbelievable Sunday there in Belle Reve. So that's our top five professional golf moments for 2018, which brings us back to a much less stellar list, which is the top five songs of the week. And this one takes us up the road where, yes, you know where I'm going with this one. We're going up the road to Ridgewood. And we brought on Newark's own Gloria Gaynor to sing I Will Survive. Well, she did her very best. And we were live from the Northern Trust. And Al, just let it roll. I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
I think that's all we should do. Here it is.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. First week of the FedEx Cup. I am electrified. So glad the Northern Trust is here to start our five-week ride. You have come to see the sights. These guys hit it so long because they're strong. They don't want to start their off-season. They're on attack. It's a huge money race. Captain Furyk is here to see who will fill his empty Ryder Cup space. Tiger and Phil are sure a lock. I don't know who else is on the team. Now I'm looking at that leaderboard. And oh, there's Hideki. I will survive. Springdale Golf Live. Hey, hey. How about that one, Al? Huh?
How about that?
How about that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still getting a lot of hate mail from Gloria Gaynor's lawyer, but it's you were doing your very best to hold it together there during that.
Boy,
you know?
That brings back memories.
Well, that's the whole point of this show.
I know.
That's the whole point of this show is that we could have easily gone through the top 37 moments of Tiger walking to the golf course this year that we saw on social media.
Right.
But the uniqueness of Springdale Golf Live is that we're bringing something different to the table. And if you missed a little bit of this year, well, guess what? We're putting our greatest hits together right here. And, you know, although we may not be Billy Joel yet, and you know all the ones by name, we're going to get there at some point. So the number three top five song of the week was I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Right?
Yeah.
So then, now, that begs the question is, what's number two? So number two was the first time that I stepped into the rap genre for the fans of Springdale Golf Live. And I know the listeners are getting a kick out of this because this particular one went viral on social media. When I posted the opening to this one on Instagram and Twitter and everything, the feedback I was getting, there was a lot of feedback. You know, and some of it was actually positive.
I was hoping
Some of it was. And, you know, so, but it was fun because we had the two young players from the AJGA in studio that week. And these were young kids. And this, we took a song, Whatever It Takes, by the Imagine Dragons, which was very, you know, a current hit during the summer on Hits 1 and Sirius and the radio and FM. And they're playing it all over the place. And I think that it's important that kids these days, they use their, you know, creative juices to come up with sometimes their own lyrics to fun, very contemporary songs. So let's play number two, Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons. Practice my game to prepare for this. Tournament golf can be hazardous. Parents here, it's helicopter-ish. AJGA and Stu Francis. Coaches came just to see who can. Trying to find the next Schneider Jans. Playing hoping they can get it done. Princeton, here I come. I was born for this. Drive chip. Springdale is a great course. Instructors are like, hello. Break me down and build me up. I want to hit the clip pitch. Crew name on your lip, lip. My letter that you send quick. Because I want to be Division One. Whatever It Takes, Al. Right there. Number two on the countdown.
Yeah.
Whatever It Takes. And, you know, that was back in July when that happened, late July, and we were hosting the AJGA, and there was a ton of things going on at the club, and it was, you know, beautiful summertime amongst the rain. But, you know, at that point, we were having some really good weather, and when we had a great event for them, and that was just a great blowout episode there back in late July, and we had the CEO, Stephen Hamblin, on from the AJGA. It was tons of fun, and I just remember that, you know, I have fond memories of that being my first Song of the Week rap of the year. So that was a good one.
It was.
And speaking of more good ones,
yes,
how about the top five Springdale Golf Live moments in golf? All right.
All right.
Moments in golf for 2018. So our choices for the biggest moments in golf, right? Number five, I'm going to give it to Patrick Reed. For what in particular? Just anything and everything that he does. You know, winning the Masters to becoming the ultimate villain of the Ryder Cup. Number four, how about when during the par three contest at Augusta, Jack's grandson made a hole in one when Jack said, "Hey, why don't you hit this shot, grandson?" And he made the hole in one. I love that scene. Number three, I'm going to go with my man Hung Seo Choi on social media. If you have not seen this guy swing a golf club, folks, you've got to get on social media. Type in Hung Seo Choi, do the Google search, got to see video of this guy hit the golf ball. It is absolutely hysterical. Number two, I'm going to give it to Tiger and Phil, the match.
Right.
The match was certainly something that we got to talk about a lot, and whether it fulfilled all of our wildest dreams isn't important. Those two guys are signed on for two more years. That was just announced this week. We're going to get another match. It'll probably be with four people. They'll look at what they did wrong, and they're going to improve the next one. It's going to be great fun. And then number one, our number one moment of Springdale Golf Live considers in 2018 is it's the year of the comeback. Whether it was Bubba, Phil, Charles Howell III, Matt Kuchar, Webb Simpson, Tiger Woods, after over 1,800 days, all of these guys came back and had a career-defining win in 2018. So I kind of feel like 2018 was the year of the comeback.
Mm-hmm.
We necessarily didn't need a comeback because we just got started, Al.
Right.
But further down the road, if there ever comes a time and we need a comeback, 2018 was certainly a great spot for it, which now leads us to, drum roll.
Well, not really.
All right. Perfect.
You sprung
the
that one
number
on me.
One song of the week for 2018. Sorry. Folks, if you could have seen his face right there.
Yep.
Priceless. All right. The number one song and the most popular song on social media. Perfect.
Yep.
Timing is everything again.
You know it.
Is by Macklemore, and it was glorious. And, you know, this one we had a lot of fun with. And, well, Al, just let it roll.
You know I'm back like I never left. Springdale Golf Live, another gift. Another Friday, a golfing lift. Been living a dream, our show's in depth. It's been a crazy week of Jersey life, and now we're on live. The Northern Trust collected a million, gave it out this week. I saw it live each week. I cannot wait. I'm on my game. No week's the same. Fox Sports, the Jersey. Today's the day. Springdale, it's showtime. Just listen to my story. Members, friends, and players, please thank you for supporting us. Got 20,000 downloads on the net. Our show is blowing up. Tyson said you got to sing again. Woo!
I feel glad.
You know what, Al? I wanted to finish up with the countdowns and everything this week with that song. Because, you know what? In 2018, I think you and I, we have a lot to feel glorious about. You know, and when the voice comes in there, Skylar Gray, and she starts singing, I just think, you know, I feel glorious that I have Springdale Golf Live. I have you on the board every week.
Well, thank you.
And that we're out here having fun, and we're telling everybody about all the great things that are going on at Springdale, that are going on in golf. And with all that being said, I appreciate everyone listening in this week. I certainly got to give my thank yous to the listeners and Al Brooks on the board, Springdale Board of Governors, Troon Management. You know, folks, I'm heading over to Springdale, but where are you headed? Let the tower be your guide, and from Princeton to Times Square, and of course everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.